Yelena, congratulations. Tell us how it felt to lift the trophy. It looked very heavy. Tell us about your emotions now, and what does it mean to you and everyone who supported you in your career so far?
Yeah, I'm really happy to win here, and I think I still cannot believe it, because it was my dream and now it came true, and I think I'm gonna only understand that in like maybe a couple of days or a couple of weeks.
Yelena, what was the conversation like with your mother the first time she saw you after you won? What kind of stuff did she tell you?
She was, of course, really happy, and I was really happy because she's the person who is always helping me and is my mother, so she was really happy.
Have you always played tennis with the style you play now, the quick strike, the going for your shots all the time?
I think so, because I always had the possibility I could hit the ball really hard, so that's why probably, and if I have a chance to go for a shot, I'm trying, and it's quite helpful.
Was that from your mother? Did she teach you to play that way?
I think nobody taught me, it's just the way I play, and also I think my character is like that, so like I want to really hit the ball.
Congrats. When you were down 3-love, you said that you just decided to enjoy yourself. Could you talk a little bit more about that? Did that mean you could just felt more freedom in your arm, you could swing more freely, that there was just a lot less pressure on you? Just talk about that and how it affected your game.
Yeah, I was just still trying to play very aggressive and just to go for a shot when I had the possibility. And I think Simona, maybe she felt a little bit nervous because she had a lot of pressure, and that also helped me. But also in deciding moments, I think I played pretty well in those games, and was a couple of deciding games, and then the match turned the other way.
Can you tell us about Ugo Colombini, who is your agent and is Italian, so we share the win. When did you meet him? How it came out? Why is your agent after 7 years? And he was also with Del Potro, with Murray, and so on.
Yeah, I think we're with Ugo for already 7 years, and he's my agent, and he's helping me a lot. So,
doing what?
Sorry?
Doing what?
Doing his job.
Yelena, I have two quick things. You seem to never have fear on the court, no matter what the situation. And also, will this be a big thing in Lafayette? Do you expect a parade, or will anything special happen for you?
Actually, yeah, I think it's a quite big day in Latvia, because my match, they were translating in the city center on a big screen, so that's quite impressive.
Congratulations, pretty huge achievement. How do you imagine your life changing after this?
I mean, I'm really happy, but I still have to improve some things and to get better players, so I will work hard and to climb the ranking and to maybe win some more titles.
Yelena, were you at all nervous before the match? Did you sleep okay last night? You just looked like, when you played that first game, that you had no nerves at all?
Actually, yeah, I slept very well, and I was not nervous yesterday and today also, but before the match, like 5-10 minutes, I felt a little bit nervous. But then when I went on court, I felt quite free, but when I was losing second set, then I felt a little bit nervous, but then I understood I have nothing to lose, so I'm going to just enjoy the match and show my best.
Hey, congratulations. Could you recall the moment of that match point? You hit amazing return winner. So when you hit the ball, you immediately you know that it's going to end and you are going to win that title. Or what was your process of realizing you are going to win that match?
I mean, as I said, I still cannot believe I won the title, because my dream came true. So, yeah, I was just trying to go for the shots when I could. And at the match point, I was just, okay, I have nothing to lose. I'm just going to hit the winner. Or if I miss, okay, I have another one.
Thank you. So when you hit the ball, you know that it's going to win, or?
I mean, I hit quite a lot of winners from that at court down the line, so I was trying to put it in, of course.
I was just wondering, up until today, when you're back home in Latvia, your home, can you walk around people not knowing who you are? I mean, I guess that might change now, but up until now, if you're just walking, shopping or something at home?
I think I can still walk, because I think the people who knew me before, they will know me, but probably some other people will also know me, but I think I can walk just in the city and be relaxed. Nothing will happen.
Yelena, you were a junior Wimbledon champion. I'm guessing you're looking forward to playing Wimbledon this year now, but did you always think that Wimbledon would be the first place you would have success, or did you think you could win here?
I mean, also here, because here, as I said, the clay is pretty fast and it fits me, this court. So, yeah, if I play well, I think I can win, yeah. Sorry? Yeah, Wimbledon, of course. I'm looking forward to Wimbledon because grass is one of my favorite surfaces. And yeah, it's in 3 weeks, so I'm going to get ready for that.
Yelena, you are now a Grand Slam champion. Tell us a bit about your future ambitions and what you would like to achieve in the sport.
Of course, I would like to win probably all of the Grand Slams. It's my goal, I think, but I'm just going to try to work hard now and probably to reach the higher ranking.
Yelena, be honest, when you're playing your game and you're hitting the ball the way that you want to hit the ball, is there anybody on tour that you think you cannot beat?
I think if I have really good day and I'm hitting really well, I think anything is possible.
Yelena, you talk very well about your mother, but also with Anabel Medina, you have worked for a long time, or how did you meet? Did she help you?
Yeah, we were working since 1 month, since Stuttgart tournament, and we were working on some things, and also she's very experienced, she was helping me, so yeah, it was really nice.
I think the biggest pro tournament you won before this was a $50,000 tournament in St. Petersburg. Is that right? An ITF?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I was in the finals like three times.
Can you compare that tournament to Roland Garros? Just the crowd, stadium, how many people were there?
Of course.
I'm just asking how many people were there when you won in Russia.
Maybe 1,000, 2,000. I don't think you can really compare it to here, because here it's amazing. You went, it's 15,000 watching, and a lot of people are supporting me. So I really enjoyed time here.
Now everything is beautiful. It's fantastic. It's a dream coming true. I'd like to know if there were moments in your life as a tennis pro or so that you were not so happy. I mean, that you lost a match, you thought about maybe stopping to play or something bad moments. There were some bad moments in your life, and when? And
of course, there were some bad moments when I was losing some matches, like first round, but then I was like, okay, I still have to work, and one day I think it will change, and I will, if I work hard, I will start winning.
You really work hard. When you say I work hard, how many hours you work?
I don't know, as everyone in tennis, as normal tennis player.
More, less?
I know, like two practices a day plus fitness practice, maybe 5-6 hours or...
Yelena, you're also a pretty good doubles player, and you've had success in that in the past couple of months and weeks. Do you think that has also helped you to sort of, nothing can prepare for winning a Grand Slam, but has that helped you going into that final, having played well maybe in doubles finals and that sort of thing?
I think yes, because sometimes when you lose singles and you have to stay for 1 week without matches and you still play some doubles, it's also a match, and you can work on some things like serve, return, volleys, so I think it helps, yeah.